Hello, this is David Sundin, and I'd like to welcome you to the Rev Up Podcast. Rev Up is produced by the evangelism team of the Minnesota-Wisconsin Baptist Convention. We exist to organize, equip, and motivate our churches for passionate evangelism. For more information about the evangelism team or the Minnesota-Wisconsin Baptist Convention, please go to www.mwbc.org. And thanks for listening to the Rev Up Podcast. For those of you who have listened to the Rev Up podcast before, I want to welcome you back. For those of you who this is the first time, we hope that you really enjoy our podcast. We do look for input from people. So if you have some suggestions for us, please just go ahead and email us. And we take every suggestion we get very, very seriously. One of the things that's been asked me is, what does Rev Up stand for? And it stands for Our Evangelism Update. I'm David Sundin, and I am the Director of Evangelism for the Minnesota-Wisconsin Baptist Convention. And these podcasts are designed to help our churches, our pastors, and our lay people in order to do better evangelism within their congregations, to know better what God would have them to do. And so this is what this podcast is all about. Now, in the next 7 sessions, we are going to look at our strategic plan for how the evangelism team of the Minnesota-Wisconsin Baptist Convention can help your churches become more passionate about evangelism, and so that you can have some effective evangelism going on in your congregation. We're going to talk about our mission statement. We're going to talk about our core values. But the point is, we're going to break this down into little sections so that you can listen to this ahead of time. You get a feel for what we can do for you, what we can help you with. But also, you may never have us in to help you, but this is also designed so that if you want to have passionate evangelism within your congregation, if you want your people to again be effective in evangelism, you can follow these steps on your own and you can get to the same place. So whether or not we help you or not, we want you to know this so that you can do a good job in your church for passionate evangelism. So we're going to start with our mission statement. Our mission statement says, we exist to organize, equip, and motivate our churches for passionate evangelism. Today I want to deal with the organizing part. How do we organize our churches for passionate evangelism? Well, whether we come in and help you or not, there's 3 things that you need to have in your church if you're going to have a good organization for evangelism. And we talk about a 3-pronged emphasis on evangelistic prayer, evangelistic preparation, and evangelistic proclamation. Under the evangelistic prayer, this is us focusing on the power of evangelism. We call this our being. This is what God has called us to be. We pray. We focus on the power of evangelism. Whether you have realized this or not, and I'm hoping that you have realized this, but your evangelism efforts, that the what you are going to do in order to bring glory to God, in order to bring people to Jesus Christ, your evangelism efforts will never be as effective as God would have you to be in those areas if there is not evangelistic prayer going on to support the work. And so we come in and we talk about organizing your church for evangelistic prayer. Now, each church does a little bit different. Some churches decide that their evangelistic prayer time is going to be on Wednesday night. Others say, no, we're going to have our regular prayer time on Wednesday night, but we're going to have separate time, like a Tuesday night or a Thursday night, where our people are going to get together and they're going to pray evangelism. Others have a prayer in their small groups or their Sunday school. But however you decide as a church to organize it, you need to have a deliberate organization where people are focusing on evangelistic prayer. If you don't do that, then what happens is you get in and you start praying for your needs and the things that you want and all of this stuff. You talk about finances and you talk about health situations, but you never get around to praying for people by name. Plus, if you are a person who is doing evangelism, whether you're a pastor or a layman within the congregation, you need to know that there are some people that you can call on at any point, and you can say to them, I am going to talk to, and you insert their name there, I'm going to talk to Joe today, and I'm going to be talking with him at 3 o'clock. Would you please be in prayer for me at 3 o'clock, and I will call you when I'm done and let you know what happened. And you need to have people you know that will get on their knees for you, pray for you as you proclaim the gospel, and also pray for the person that you're talking to. And so we want to have evangelistic prayer within our congregations to undergird the evangelistic work of the church. Now, the second thing is we need to have evangelistic preparation. This is focusing on the plan of evangelism. If prayer is the being part, then preparation is the knowing part. You need to be training your people in evangelism. Now, understand this, that not every evangelistic program that comes into the church is going to work for all your people. Some programs work better for some, and some work better for others. But the idea is to train as many people as possible with as many methods as possible so they can use their talents, their gifts, their abilities, the way that God put them together, that they can find a way that they can share the gospel of Jesus Christ or find a way that they can help others share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, in your church, this can look differently, but a lot of churches decide they're going to have quarterly training events. Now, sometimes this quarterly training event, it may be one quarter, maybe a 13-week program, and this is intense evangelism, and this is a big thing. You know, and they're going to get as many people in their church involved in a 13-week program to try to get their people trained. Other times, it may be just a Saturday morning, and you'll get together as many people as you can. Some churches like to, when they have a new members orientation class, they have one part of it is on evangelism. Others have training that goes on during Sunday school, Wednesday nights, Sunday nights. There are so many different ways that you can do this. But what you need to have set down is you need to have a plan to prepare your people to know how to share their faith. So that's the second thing. We get the prayer going, we get the preparation going, and then we focus on the proclamation. This is the doing part. This is where we focus on the people of evangelism. We're focusing on reaching out to people who need to know Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord. Now, a lot of churches at this point come in and they decide they need to be more evangelistic, so they plan some big event, but they don't get the prayer down, they don't get the preparation down. They go into the event and then they wonder how come it didn't work out as well as what they had hoped. Well, the planning, the actual focusing on the people and the evangelistic proclamation, the doing part of it, needs to come after the prayer is in place and the preparation. But some churches decide they're going to do a huge, huge event once a year. That is fantastic. Some churches still like doing revivals and they want to focus on that. They have, different churches have different things that they emphasize, and so they might have this huge thing that they do every year. But they can also have other things that they do during the year. And sometimes it's monthly things, sometimes it might be a quarterly thing, or it may even be a weekly thing evangelistic visitation. But whatever your church decides, you work with your people, you work so that you are able to get this accomplished. So, our mission statement, we exist to organize, equip, and motivate our churches for passionate evangelism. We organize with a three-pronged emphasis on evangelistic prayer, evangelistic preparation, and evangelistic proclamation. Now, on the next podcast, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about how we equip our church for passionate evangelism. Thanks for listening to the Rev Up Podcast. If you would like to schedule an evangelism conference in your church, please call the Minnesota Wisconsin Baptist Convention at 507-282-3636. And remember, stay close to God for integrity of character, stay close to unbelievers for opportunities to influence, and stay close to believers for accountability and partnership.